short point. Talking about brachas, we mentioned this halacha before. Just review it again. When a person says every bracha requires has to have the Shem Hashem, it also has to have malchus. So Shem, kavanah of Shem. What kavanah do you have in mind when you say Hashem's name? What does it mean? So the halacha says simen hei or kaim simen hei. The person says the Shem Hashem. The person has to have in mind that the Baruch Hu is Adon HaKol. He's the master of everything, and he's Hoyah Hoyveviyah. Mr. Burr brings from the Gra. The Gra says that except for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, the person does not need to have in mind the Hoyah Hoyveviyah. He just needs to have in mind that the Baruch Hu is Adon HaKol. Ramesh has a tshuva where he says that a person thinks the word God, that's what the word God means. The word God means that he's the master of the world, that he's the source of everything he was, is, and will be. So included in that word, the person has that translation. He's talking about the first pasuk of Shema, but Kal Vachomer, the person says a bracha, he has in mind, and that's what the word means. He would fulfill the halach of having kavanas Hashem. When a person says Elokeinu, Elokim is takiv abalikos balakuchos kulam, he says again that word, the word God would cover that as well. But Elokeinu also means that the person is mashkiach and Klai Yisrael specifically. There's the person is mashkiach and Klai Yisrael b'pratus. The person has in mind that the person is our God. He takes care of us especially more than the rest of the world. So that's the kavanah person would have in mind when he says Elokeinu. Have a good morning, good Kodesh.